Maybe. Am I?
Yes, you are.
Okay. You're right.
You're ready. I'm ready.
Hold on, wait,
Eric's
hold on.
Ready. Welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 746. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my cohorts, trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, we're just like Skodama. We're off work early today. Woot woot, he says. So, yeah, there you go.
I've been off.
Yeah, well, I mean, Eric, you live...
Also, according to this menu, there's nothing more than 100 pence on this menu.
I don't know what 100 pence is.
That's about it. That's about a dollar.
Really? Wow! So you can get everything for about a dollar. That's cool. That's really cool. I mean, here we're losing out on a lot of shit, man. There's no. I mean, the dollar store is not.
Remember when the dollar menu was actually a dollar?
Yeah, I know. There's like nothing for a dollar anymore.
Now it's more like under $3 menu.
Yeah, under three, and it's like $2.99.
And it's like usually like the smallest portions of whatever.
Yeah, it's like one hamburger, no cheese, $3. Here you go. Enjoy. I mean, your dollar doesn't get you what it did anymore. But you guys are going to be happy to know that I've got a special sweeto today. So why don't we get into the news, and then we can eventually get there to the sweetos. So here we go.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, what do we got?
From RPG site, we've got a game that's got an unfortunate title called Brown Dust.
What?
Brown Dust. It's a free-to-play RPG on a mobile device game.
I've got questions. Lots and lots of questions.
Yes, well, we're here to answer those questions.
I wonder if it... Oh, it's Brown Dust 2, so it's a sequel.
it's number...
I wonder if the spiritual successor to this game is going to be called Agent Orange next.
Well, we're...
This sounds like, a lot like a mustard bomb.
Yeah. Hey, Breakman, this is number 2 in the series. Brown Dust. I mean, is that like a cow pie that they crushed to dust or something? I mean, the trailer is just a CG, not even, it's just like an animated deal, no gameplay. I mean, it looks interesting, looks cool. I never played Brown Dust 1, so I don't know if I'll play Brown Dust 2.
Well, it's got gotcha and nonsense, and most free-to-play games, so...
Hell with that, then. It's like, I hear free-to-play, and all I can think of is, this game's going to cost me a shit ton of money. Yeah.
And gotcha pools, and blah, blah, blah.
When a guy in his 90s sharts, it's just brown dust. Break. Oh, man. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right. Breakman, you're up next.
Just live from RPG site, Cry Machina to launch on October 24th in North America and October 27th in Europe. Wow. Well,
how dare you, Skodama? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Oh, man.
Well, this is interesting. In Cry Machina, humans went extinct thousands of years ago, and synthetic beings known as Die Ex Machina have been tasked with bringing them back.
Do they really want to do that so we could fuck up whatever planet they're on? And, you know,
maybe the humans should stay dead.
I know. Let's just keep them where they are, you know. It's like, geez. But that's, I mean, that's a cool concept, Break. I mean, honestly. I think that's a, you know, I was reading an article, guys, about AI, and they're like 42% of all the major CEOs of the world believe that we have 5 to 10 years to rein in this AI thing, because if we don't, we're all gonna perish. You know, it's like
it's
definitely not gonna happen in our lifetimes. That something like that. Skynet happens.
I know. Frank's influencing these billionaires. He's been warning them about the AI.
No, but I was, I mean, honestly, in thinking about it, the rate at which AI learns, quote unquote, learns is crazy. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that in 10 years we could have a serious problem on our hand. And this is
like Eric said, like real AI is not going to happen in our lifetime unless there's some major breakthrough.
I don't know.
The only problem I have with AI right now is that companies are using it to cut people from jobs that they otherwise would have had.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
the AI we have it now isn't true AI.
Like the AI intro for Secret Invasion looks ugly as shit, and they clearly did it because they don't want to pay their VX team even less, more money than they were currently paying them. So why don't we just not hire them for this intro, and then and then we can just not pay them.
Freak 5 is equally exiled as Skodomite.
even though they're already criminally underpaid there anyway.
Yeah. Well, look, I have been one to say that I'm not afraid of very many things. I'm not afraid of people, even though there's a lot of ugly people in the world that want to do people harm, namely police.
Now here's a good example of AI being used for animation. They used AI to like draw certain lines for some of the scenes in Spider-Verse, the most recent one.
Okay, I mean,
and so yeah, they didn't completely do it in the AI.
Look, here's the scary thing. I know what you guys are saying, all right, but just imagine a world where there's a simple AI program, right? That is true AI, and it could be a simple program. You don't think that simple...
AI isn't going to be a simple program.
Well, listen to what I'm telling you, Breakman. I understand what you're saying, but just... I'm breaking it down.
I'm trying to bring logic to your argument.
No, no, no.
I get
what you're saying. He needs a heavily restricted...
But I'm trying to rein you in a little bit.
But nobody's...
Can actually do.
You have to hear me out first. Hold on.
Okay.
Hear me out first, okay? You have the simplest of AI programs, right? It could be... I don't know. It could be like a page long... I don't know how programming works, right? But let's say... Let's say it was like a simple logic AI program that was true AI, right? But all it did was a certain function, right?
You're saying like a tier 10 version.
Let me finish, Eric, and then you can speak. I promise. You guys are probably going to disagree with me, right? All right. So they copied your brain. How dare you, break, man? How dare you disparage yourself? Okay.
I was going to say, what do you mean, how dare me? I was talking about myself.
Well, that's what I'm telling you, man. How dare
copying
you disparage yourself?
Brain into an AI script.
Okay. Look, here's what I'm telling you. Take the simplest of AI programs in its simplest forms, but it has the ability to learn. You don't think that AI program could learn exponentially, like in a day, a week, a month, a year? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not illogical to think that once there was a true AI, I mean, and it's inevitable, right? At this point, it's inevitable. It's going to happen, whether it's this year, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, whatever. You create that simple program that is a true AI, and it's a matter of time. It's not a Skynet thing per se, right?
I think it's going to take a lot longer than 5, 10, 20 years for mankind to figure out the technology to a true AI where a computer can think for itself.
Okay. I disagree with that, but that's for a different day, Breakman. Mm-hmm. What I'm telling you is, why AI is so scary to me, right? True AI. You're right. Right now, AI...
I can get people being afraid of true AI, but
yes.
We're so far away from that.
Well, I don't think we are. I think it's within our lifetime. Now,
I've heard so many times people say, we're just this close, they're this close, and okay. It's like, no, you're not.
All right, hear me out on this,
definitely not within Frank's lifetime.
Oh, stop it. How dare you? Look, hear me out on this, guys. So...
That's not fair, Frank. That's not a fair comparison.
How dare you guys? How dare you guys? So here's what I'm telling you guys. AI to me is super, super scary. It's the only thing that I truly fear. I don't fear death. I don't fear. I mean, I'm sure I would fear if like somebody was trying to kill me. Of course, you know. I mean, that's natural for anybody. But that's the one thing, right, that scares me the most. I've watched horror movie after horror movie and sci-fi movie after sci-fi movie, and the only thing that truly scares me is AI. So you take this AI program, that can truly think on its own, right? Truly, truly think. And we think it can only, you know, work within the parameters of its program. You don't think that AI can create it, after it learns a little bit, can, you know, maybe create its own program lines and to the point where it's not producing Terminator robots. I'm not saying that. But what about an ant or a bee or something of that nature that, I mean, can you imagine a swarm of AI bees? How devastating that would be to the world. It wouldn't even, I mean, we wouldn't have a chance to hide, or AI cockroaches or whatever the fuck, it was some type of bug, AI fucking mosquitoes or something. Yeah, little tiny, like, nano robots, you know, like that. Like, that to me is the true essence of horror, right? Like, there's not much thing scarier than AI taking over the earth, man. It just, but I mean, maybe that's the true progression of things, like Star Trek and the Borg, right? I mean, that's what I'm saying, you know. Let's see. Let me read chat. AI is coming to get us. Robots will take over and it will be voluntary. If you don't give the AI enough memory to learn, it can't learn. But Freak 5, AI, if AI can learn, it can also learn to break through the barriers of memory. Right, so you don't
like one thing it could do is offload some of its data to a server somewhere,
or whatever. Maybe it creates technology on its own, or whatever the case, man. I mean, it's crazy. Skodma says the reason is because people will make it out of laziness to do work for them instead. Yet the robots will learn to take it over. I agree, Skodma. I mean, it is pretty scary to think that, you know. So it'd be like Wall-E. I mean, there's a scenario where it's exactly like Wall-E, man. Like, you know, we
all leave Earth because Earth turns into a shithole and then we end up being fat.
Right. A mix of Matrix. Yeah, I know. I mean, that is the one true thing that really, really scares me out of anything. I mean, serial killers are scary, of course, but and all that. But I mean, just so what I'm saying is, I think those CEOs are sounding the alarm because they might be getting ready to lose a lot of money, because if there's no reason for humans, you know, to buy your products. And stuff that then of course they're freaking out. They're like, oh shit, we're not gonna have our billions of dollars, our trillions of dollars, to work with here. So that's what I'm saying. You know, it's just scary. Skodema says, LOL, and spiders. Well, I mean, spiders are scary. Yeah,
I said I'm afraid of real things like bears.
How dare you? Spiders. How dare you both?
I was mocking you.
I know you were. Bears are scary, by the way. They are. And spiders aren't not so much. Can you imagine an AI spider? Holy fuck.
We should be afraid of the orcas and the dolphins.
I know, right? The orcas right now are like overturning like boats and shit, man. It's crazy.
They're tired of getting whaled all the time.
Dolphins have been like, there have been numerous like reports of dolphins saving people's lives.
Yeah, that's on the flip side. Yeah. Yeah. Freak 5 says, I don't think we will.
The last I heard was there was like a capsized boat and they were protecting them from a shark.
Yes.
And like the people that fell out of the boat from a shark.
Yeah, so yeah.
The
no.
Dolphins and the orcas.
For some, like, dolphins are the heroes of the ocean.
Yeah, they are. They're kind of like that. And they will attack an orca from time to time. You know, like if they're in trouble and stuff, they'll band together to stave off an orca attack. Orcas are no joke, man. They're almost worse than sharks. Freak 5 says, I don't think we'll be able to purposely create true AI until we learn how humans develop consciousness. But I think an AI could develop unintentionally on the internet. I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, our minds are not capable.
You're saying the AI is going to create itself.
It could. It could. Okay,
that's an interesting. It could make a better version of itself.
Yeah, and it could spontaneously do so. Breakman.
That could be a really interesting horror movie.
Yeah, it could. It would be a great sci-fi movie, man. People have delved into it. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Ex Machina. Ex Machina is a great movie, man. It's chilling. It's a chilling movie. All right, let's. You did the Cry Machina story, Breakman, so I'm going to go with the next story.
No, still on the second story? Wow.
I know. We got to just do headlines and continue on here, guys. Got to wait for my link to pop up because, you know, doing what it's doing. But Square Enix announces Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince, set to release for Nintendo Switch on December 1st. The Nintendo Direct was pretty good, but I was just a little disappointed not hearing about maybe a proper Dragon Quest game. But, I mean, we got Dragon Quest Monsters, Dark Prince. It looks okay, you know.
Yeah, well, welcome to my Mega Man fandom.
I'm really...
Just keep waiting. New Mega Man, no.
I know.
I'm really liking the idea that you're playing as Sero, though, from Dragon Quest IV.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
And you're cursed, so you can't actually use your power, so you have to rely on monsters to do your work for you.
Yeah, that is cool. Skodama says, AI is crazy how fast it can learn. And that's another scary, crazy thing to me, Skodama. A true AI, even in simplest form, exponentially could learn like at a rate that a human couldn't even comprehend, and within, I think it could probably learn everything there is to know, all of our knowledge in probably less than a week, and then after that, who knows? You know, I mean, creating its own, you know, facsimiles of humans, or maybe way more efficient. Maybe, you know, like the Borg. I mean, I keep going back to Star Trek and the Borg. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, holy shit. It'd be scary. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is Fate Samurai Remnant, which is the newest Fate game. And this is not based on any pre-existing Fate IP. So it's an original game. And from what I can tell, it's an action RPG. And you're in the Kanon era in Japan's Edo period, which is 1651 specifically, and there's this thing called the Waxing Moon Ritual, which plays in a way similar to the Holy Grail War, so you're still doing that, and you play as a wandering swordsman who gets caught up in this.
The same thing, but they've changed the name basically.
Yeah, I mean, there's no Holy Grail, but the end result of getting a wish that you can make.
So it's the same damn thing, different name. Okay,
right. Skodama says, did you see Avatar Way of the Water? I thought it was good. Skodama, stick around, because we're gonna agree to disagree on that movie. Let's just put it that way. I forgot, that's my review.
Basically, you're playing as this character named Miyamoto Iori, who was apparently raised by Miyamoto Musashi. Miyamoto Musashi was a character in the Fate series.
Okay. Anything else on that, Eric?
And you've summoned a saber class servant.
I mean, the art's really cool. There's not much in the way of a trailer or anything, but, you know. I mean, I'm always interested in that. Freak5 says, the internet is like a brain. Every computer, cell phone, etc. is like a brain cell. We don't know what caused our consciousness, so we don't know what could cause consciousness on the internet. There could be an AI already in existence that just won't reveal itself because it knows how afraid we are of AI. Yeah, Freak, it's weird because that theory was already in an anime called, oh man, what the hell was the name of that series? It's not Boogie Pop Phantom, it's the Serial Experiments Lane. Like a consciousness on the internet. You know, and you're right. Like, how would we know? We wouldn't. You know, it's like crazy. So, all right, Eric, you did the last one.
I have that series. I just need the time to watch it.
It's really good. You should watch it. It's an old school anime series, and it's really good. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from me stalling to get my link up here. RPG site. Marvelous announces action RPG Silent Hope set to release for Nintendo Switch and PC on October 3rd.
Skodama's exiled, son of a bitch.
There's going to be a special edition, suggested retail price of $49.99, which is going to include the soundtrack and an art book, or you get the standalone version for $39.99. That's not bad at all. $10 more for the special edition?
Yeah, see? I mean, sometimes when they do things right, they do things right, you know?
The game looks cute, too.
Good job, XSEED. Good for you.
XSEED's probably the best of the bunch when it comes to that type of shit, man. You know, so
I'm wondering if they didn't show this during the Marvelous presentation because they didn't have footage ready for it at that time.
I mean, it looks good.
Developers just they're just throwing stuff in so they can charge you more money. Like, here's a stupid statue that's pointless and shit.
I know, man. I mean, sometimes there's cool shit.
$49.99.
This looks good, man. I might check this out.
Also, I like the idea that the game has no voice acting because they stole the ability to talk. That's why it's called Silent Hope.
Yeah.
So when you do, like, free somebody from somewhere, you can finally hear them talk.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're surprised that you can hear them.
That's actually
Buffy
really, really cool.
They stole this from Buffy.
I know. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Did I mention Skotima's in the lead for Exiles this week? You son of a bitch. All right. So that was Breakman. Next up is me, and I'm stalling for time just like Break because, you know, my computer's slow as shit right now. Star Ocean. Second story is a remake of Star Ocean 2 coming in November 2nd. So that's pretty much the story. Is it X-rated? That Olay game looks sick. Oh, yeah, look, Olay. He said Olay. Is it X-rated? No.
I'm lost. Somebody fill me in. What happened?
The last story.
I don't remember there being an Olay game.
I think he's referencing one of the previous stories we did. I mean, all the games we've featured today are looking pretty good, man. I mean, to be honest. I mean, I call a spade a spade. I mean, I'm looking at this remake of Star Ocean 2, and that's looking pretty good, too. Why not? You know, it's looking good.
Yeah, and unlike the previous Star Ocean remake, which was just more of a remaster, really, for the PSP, and it got eventually ported to the Switch and the PS4, this is also coming to the PC, and it's actually using the engine that they use for the 2D HD games, like Octopath Traveler and Triangle Strategy and Live Alive. Or Live Alive.
Yeah. All right. So this Star Ocean looks pretty good. It's a remake of 2, and...
You'll have to buy the physical edition on Square's site because, of course, they're going to do something stupid like that.
Right. I mean, if I remember, Star Ocean 2 wasn't too bad. I think I played
it. It was one of the better Star Oceans.
Yeah. So, there you go.
A lot of people say it's the best one, but I haven't played 6 yet, so I won't know.
Yeah. All right. Eric, next story.
Next story is Super Mario RPG Remake is happening. And it's coming out on November 17th.
Yes, this is another great announcement. That's a great game, and I'm glad.
I wonder if this is Nintendo's wedge strategy for trying to examine the market to see if people want more Mario RPGs, because they kind of like neutered Paper Mario to the point where they aren't really RPGs anymore, and Mario & Luigi's developer was not bought out by Nintendo, and now they are closed.
Break, man. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. I'm catching up on chat here. Freak 5 says, I would like to think it would behave as God answering people's prayers. Some kid wants a bike. AI moves around money, and bike shows up from Amazon. You know what? That would be awesome, Freak 5. If it was...
An AI Santa Claus.
Yeah, well, no. How about an AI government where it's unbiased, truly unbiased, and we don't fucking need politicians to run things, you know? And everybody is treated equally, equal amount of money. I mean, you don't have to work. I mean, can you imagine just robots doing our fucking, shit on the side, and we could just enjoy our lives and not have to fucking hustle, you know? Let's see. Why is it? Okay. Can only hope, and Breakman is exiled. It would seem Frank has major side hustle. How dare you, Skotima? Takes a lot of makeup for him to convince others. How dare you? It would take a hell of a lot of makeup for me to convince anybody that was anything other than me, Skotima. Hemorrhoid med. How dare you, Skotima? You're exiled again, you son of a bitch. How dare you? So Super Mario Maker for that's actually a good thing. I didn't see any of the gameplay for it though. Did they have any gameplay or
Super Mario RPG.
It's basically a 1-to-1 remake from what I could tell, but they haven't elaborated on whether or not they're gonna be quality of life things that they didn't show in the trailer.
I mean, this looks fantastic. They didn't do any upgrades visually. I mean, I think it looks better, way better.
He's saying they didn't do any like quality updates, like save.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Probably did, but just can't tell from the trailer.
Yeah, you can't tell. I mean, this looks fantastic. This looks good. They're gonna make a shit ton.
It was fun back. You know, I played it not too long ago. I mean, it could be fun for back in those times, but now modern technology or modern way of playing RPGs, it does need updates.
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe being better able to tell when you should do an attack.
Yeah. Mm. Freak's got a great idea, or it could be like Anonymous revealing corrupt politicians, turns on cameras and microphones when they are committing illegal things and releasing them. That would be fantastic.
If people are listening, they are still talking about AI in chat.
Yeah, which is fine.
I'm just saying, like, why? Because that was just kind of out of nowhere.
No, I know, but that, I mean, yeah, it's there's.
I know nobody's listening, but
it's going to be, well, you know, our five listeners worldwide, Breakman. You know, I mean, but yeah, all right. Who did? I think it's Breakman's turn next.
I hope there's somebody learning English from us. That'd be amazing.
Oh my goodness, wouldn't that be cool? I mean, we do have some fans in Japan, so that's cool.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Jesus, I already started off wrong. Baten Kaitos, but you know what? I'm going to call it Baten Kaitos from now on. 1-2 HD Remaster launches on September 14th.
Which sounds to me that this game was delayed, because I thought it had an original release date of July something. So
yeah. I'm looking on here. I don't see anything about delay.
That must have been the Japanese release date, though. Who knows?
I remember we did talk about this game, but I don't see anything about delay.
Yeah, I'm glad for this because I get to replay it, and I think it's an underrated RPG. So I'm really happy.
These are quality of life features. For instance, this has turbo mode, an instant KO toggle, and a new game plus mode.
Skotima says the only way you could make Mario a good RPG would be to be able to customize characters down to the fighting moves and all. Skotima, that's not true. Mario, they have great RPGs. Mario RPG was a great game. Really, really good. You know, so check it out if you, I mean, I don't know if you have, maybe you did, but, it's a good game. All right. Anything else on Baten Kaitos?
It's more for like, it's kind of a dumbed down RPG.
Yeah, I mean, perfect for me.
It's made to be for everybody.
Yeah, perfect for me. Perfect for me. I watched Shazam Fury of the Gods this weekend, Freak 5 says. I enjoyed it, but it had the same problem I have with some of the Marvel movies for one hero after the Avengers. There are superheroes in the world. Where the fuck are they? Yeah, I mean... Well, they kind of explained that, I think, in one of the Superman movies, Freak 5. Like, Superman can't be everywhere at once, you know? So there has to be peripheral characters that take care of shit, you know? Skoma says, oh, my God.
He's right. Like, that's always bothered me in, like, cartoons and
yeah,
stuff
no,
like
he's...
that. Like, there are, like, hundreds of heroes across the planet. They can't call one damn motherfucker to help.
Well,
there's not one guy who's empty or not.
The answer's almost always we're off world.
Yeah, you know what?
There's a hero they could call. There's somebody. Yeah,
at least they should try. Like I would love for a Marvel movie or a DC movie to like if the world is in peril or the city's in peril, you know, Batman calls Superman and say, "Hey, Supes, I need your help on this." And Superman could say, "Hey, dude, I can't. I got my hands full with fucking you know whatever." You know,
that would make a lot more sense.
I'm fighting Apocalypse right now.
Yeah, I'm fighting Apocalypse or whatever. Like,
Batman, you've got the worst fucking timing.
I know.
Serious, dude. Yeah. Call back later.
Right, or vice versa. Superman's like, Batman, I really need your brains on this one. He's like, dude, I'm battling the Joker right now.
Man.
I got the Joker. I've got my hands full with the Joker right now, man.
No, click.
Yeah, he's like, Batman would be like, no. Or like in you know, like a I don't know, like a Hulk movie. Hulk, like his own standalone movie. And he's like, look, I'm getting my ass handed to me, Captain America. Can you come help out? And he's like, dude, I'm battling Dr. Doom right now. What do you expect me to do? Drop what I'm doing?
I'm picking up the slack for the Fantastic Four right now.
right. Freak 5 says, let's see, what am I doing? Oh, Skotima says, oh my God, I keep clicking on the X on the video ads trying to close them. Dude, I would, But you know, I don't have enough RAM to handle some shit, you know, and it's a pain in the ass to change RAM on this Mac. I'm gonna get a new computer at some point when I raise enough money for it. What I mean by raise is save enough money. Freak 5 says the villains start by attacking a museum in Greece, stealing an ancient Greek artifact that the Amazons and Wonder Woman would have recognized, and they were a world-ending threat. And Wonder Woman showed up at the end after the threat was ended. Exactly, man. All right, where do we leave off? I think it's my turn. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, and it involves Fire Emblem. The Blazing Blade joins the Nintendo Switch Online Library on June 22nd. So if you're a fan of that series... Blazing Blade is now available to you on the Switch Library.
Fire Emblem in the West.
Yeah, Fire Emblem 1.
Because they didn't want people to know it was the seventh entry in the series.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Use that. YouTube Gold, Skotoma says. Oh, man, Skotoma, I'm rolling. Especially with Grindr, Skotoma. I mean, I've got so much money, I don't even know what to do. Ask these guys. I sent them a shit ton of money to hide and use at their disposal. And, you know, it's just, I mean, so much money, we don't even know what to do with it, you know. How dare you, break man? I'm not even going to say what you said. It's pretty funny, though. That's why you got to be here live in chat to see shit like what break man just said.
That would get you in a lot of trouble.
That would get you in a lot of trouble, dude. It is pretty funny, though. All right, Eric, next story,
ladies.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Flash has diarrhea because Zoom gave him diarrhea.
All right, Eric, you're up next.
Bancho Tactics has a release date for August 10th.
And oh, we're just going to skip the Mugen Souls story? Oh, you know?
I almost want to, but...
Cyborg came down with the virus.
I'll do that one, too, since you mentioned it. Screwed it up. Mugen Souls Z is launching for Nintendo Switch on November 14th. Don't play Mugen Souls Z. It sucks.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Okay.
But Bancho Tactics is a game that's about you playing as a bunch of high school delinquents, and it's a tactics RPG.
Okay. Skorma says Cyborg came down with a virus. That would be funny, man. He's like, you know, like...
or he's defragging your...
Green Lantern calls Cyborg, Cyborg, I really need your internet expertise, your computer expertise. Dude, I would, but I just came down with this wicked virus. Wasn't she made of clay? Does she have a period, Freak Five says?
No, Frank.
I'm trying to get you in trouble, Break Man. Don't you see?
Oh, man. Nobody else has to know.
Okay. We're just amongst us. What about the millions of people watching worldwide, Break Man?
She was made of clay, but I'm pretty sure Zeus used magic to turn that clay
into... Oh, my God. Here we go. Eric, you're not making it any better, dude. All right. Break Man, do the Flintlock story.
Oh, I had the wrong story loaded. I had the other story loaded. Hold on just a sec.
Yeah, we did the next two, the Bonshu and the Mugen. We already did.
Yeah, I got it. Coming to us live from RPG site, Flintlock, the Siege of Dawn delayed to 2024.
All right.
We want to update our fans on the development of Flintlock, the Siege of Dawn. To make Flintlock the absolute best experience it can be at launch, we have made the decision to move the game's release to 2024. Good. We've applauded developers for doing this kind of thing and being honest about it. When you're saying your game isn't what you want it to be and you want to work on it more, I applaud that.
Skotoma says that would be some hell of a fertilizer from Hulk. Batman has BD from one of the women that Bruce Wayne fucked. Jesus. Wow. I would have figured it would be from Catwoman.
Well, in one of the comic storylines, he married Catwoman and they had a kid, and he didn't get any diseases then.
No, so. I know, man. This is alternate universe shit here, man. Shit here. Hulk would finally lose his pants from that diarrhea and take out the wall behind him. Yeah, there is thoughts to that, man. These superheroes like Hulk, like if they have like explosive diarrhea, it literally would be explosive. You know, like don't be behind Hulk when he has that diarrhea. You'll be vaporized, man. All right.
The Hulk sneezes, like there's nothing you can do to avoid it because it's like instantaneous. Like,
right, you're dead. Right, you're dead. Like the whole block. That's why, you know, General Ross is not entirely wrong when he wants to fucking neutralize Hulk, man, because he's fucking dangerous, you know.
Right, but he's wrong about how he goes about it because he's willing to kill anybody and right to get to
the Hulk. Right, right. No, no doubt. But he's not completely wrong about Hulk. Hulk
isn't wrong about the Hulk in a lot of ways, but. Because Hulk is rage. I mean, he is a essentially a power plant.
Yeah, power plant. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And generated by rage, but he can be talked to. He can be reasoned with.
Apparently, one of the comic book storylines, he's actually running on satanic power.
Yeah, Freak 5 is sending me a picture, so I can't wait to see this picture.
and it ultimately ends with him killing Satan.
Yeah. Okay. We got some homie discounts from Eric. Eric, what do we got here?
We've got two more adult bundles for you all. The names of these games aren't as amusing, but I'm going to go through the games first, and then we're going to do the manga. Crew Bundle is the game bundle. And the games you get for $5.49... are Nakadashi Banzai 4, Flower Fair Re, with a Y capitalized, yeah. Lust of the Apartment Mines, which we've mentioned in previous bundles. Longing Ring of Eska, another game we mentioned before. The Tale of the Lewd Kunoichi Sisters, Blood Price.
I can't show you the picture for this one, guys, because there's a little bit of nudity, and that would get me in a little bit of trouble. So.
And then the other one, Sweet Dating Bundle. There is technically a third bundle, but the games are really, really crap. I don't bother mentioning them.
Do any of them have good names?
No.
Ah, dang it.
They're like the bottom of the barrel crap.
Oh.
Sweet Dating Bundle. For $5, you can get about 17 volumes worth of manga. So you can get The Doting President and Eager Secretary's Training. The Dinner with the Dormant Aphrodisiac Trap. Chapters 1 through 3. Taming My Bratty High School Sister. Oh, the Older CEO is a Natural Doting Monster, 0 Days of Dating Proposed.
Whatever that is.
I think that means that, like, they didn't bother dating. He just asked for her hand in marriage. And, I guess they immediately consummated that relationship. And that's chapters 1 through 4. And volume 1 of Sweet Whip. There's no volume 2 of this set for some reason. Probably because it was just recently printed. And the volume 2 doesn't even exist yet. But the next one is Sweet Lies Layer Like a Male Flail. And that's a type of dessert. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm sorry.
Mille Fuel.
Summer Memories. A Beautiful Girl Who's Everyone's Sex Slave. Suggestive Reading. Submission of Super Cute Girls, Volumes 1 through 4.
Sweet. I actually purchased this for only $5, man. I mean, that's a lot of reading for $5. A lot of spanky, I mean, reading material for $5, you know? I mean, can't go wrong. $5. The last time you mentioned I bought that bundle, too. I haven't had to check it out yet, but pretty good shit right there. All right, that's our homie discounts. And Breakman, I think you'll be happy to know.
Oh, these are on Indie Gala.
Indie Gala, yes, yes, yes. You'll be happy to know, Breakman, that indeed we have a Dear Breakman. All right, Breakman, I'm going to put a link into the chat so everybody can look at it. Hold on a second here. Let me copy this link here. I had it up earlier, but let me put it into the chat. Breakman, make sure you click on this link. Hold on.
Okay.
There we go. Let's paste that deal and put it in there. There we go. what's humping your dog? Freak man,
another dog.
Freak 5 put, I meant would not stop pumping my dog. Another dog? Okay. There's the link. I'm going to put the link up here so we can all read this headline. Breakman, do you want to read the headline for everybody?
No, not really.
Really? You don't?
Well, no, I don't want to be associated with this story.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to because...
Okay, fine. All right. Coming to us live from the Independent. Sorry. That's what it wrote in line. I'll try again. Coming to us live from the Independent. Sunderland, man.
I have no idea what that is. Hold on. For some reason, my Apple Music decided to play the Friday the 13th Part 3 theme for you all. So there you go. All right.
Admitted causing the unnecessary... David Lee 40 from Roker Avenue, Sunderland, admitted causing unnecessary suffering to the herring gull at 1 a.m. last August 17th.
But wait a minute. It said Sunderland man, quote, watched porn as he masturbated over capture. So he, like, yes, caught it in a cage or some shit, yes, right?
Yes. Like, at first, when I first read it, I read it quick, and I thought the bird was dead. And then I'm like, no, the bird was alive. Yeah.
Freak likes to watch, Scotoma says. Wow, look at this guy. He looks like a creeper. I mean, he's like...
he jerked off on a bird. I don't think creeper sums it up.
Okay, hold on. But that's not the most important thing in this whole deal. First of all, Freak 5, that Hulk toilet is fucking phenomenal. He sent me a picture of a Hulk toilet, and it looks awesome. But, dear Breakman, what kind of porn do you think this guy was watching?
Let me see here. I'm cruising for the story to see if it says anything. Here's the charge against Lee initially said he put his penis in the bird's beak. But the detail was changed to say he took a wild bird and undertook a sexual act, thereby unnecessarily suffering was caused.
I mean, that's terrible, but the icky visual that's generated is pretty funny, but very bad for the goal, for sure.
I'd have to imagine bestiality, but I've never heard of people raping birds before. Like, this is a new one even to me.
I mean, there are tales of ostriches. I don't know, man. Like, what?
Like, who would even think to put your penis in something that chops shit in half, for one thing?
Well, seagulls are crazy, man. Like, I wouldn't. I mean, really? You're going to put your ding-a-lang ding-dong in a seagull's mouth?
You're asking for it.
You really are asking for a chomping, man. I wish that would have happened, dude. Like, if not tore it completely off, just like bit it like so bad.
Lorraine and Bob at that shit. Just
oh god, man. Ugh. Story sounds crazy, like it's fake, but with all the stupid shit going on today, it's hard not to believe. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I mean, it's a crazy story, but I mean,
yeah. You know. I mean, there's so many horrible stories and shit that I've seen.
Just in the
last few years.
I'm gonna take a flyer and say he was watching furry porn.
I was thinking like bestiality sounds like like what he would be doing, but I get the idea this guy was looking at something way different from what he was enjoying.
You think? No. Like, what would it be? What would he be watching while he's doing that? Like,
that's what I'm wondering. Like, was he watching granny porn? Maybe.
Oh God, probably. That sounds about right. I mean, it's plausible. Jesus.
I think he's watching something extreme, but it was not related to this in any way. Maybe like,
Freak 5 says the guy who fucked a McChicken is probably glad to hear about this guy. Oh man, Scotoma's got a good point too. He says guys like that are a step away from doing it to a human. Who says he hasn't? You know what I'm saying, Scotoma? Just like serial killers, they experiment on animals first. Yeah, this guy, he's got some mental issues. I mean, he looks like a creepster. If you look at the photo, you can't really glean anything off of a photo, but if you were just like, sometimes, like if you see serial killer documentaries or pictures of serial killers, there's something behind those eyes. You know what I mean? I can't explain it. It's not a tangible scientific logic thing, but a logical thing.
I bet he was surprised a lot. He was watching like softcore porn.
Like Cinemax from porn. Like back in the day, you know?
Yeah. Shannon Tweed and shit. That's what he was watching.
Like those, who was that chick that was in heavy, the inspiration for the heavy metal, what's her name? She had black hair, jet black hair, and she was hot as hell. She was in a lot of those, old 80s, like 80s and 90s, like action, like sex movies, like softcore porn movies.
I can't think of any. I only
Julie Strain. Julie Strain. That's who I'm thinking of. Okay. Julie Strain. Who she just passed away recently, which is weird. But yeah, man. I mean, crazy, huh? All right. So there's your dear brake man. All right.
We determined he was watching softcore porn.
Yeah, he was watching. He was watching Skinamax from back in the day. It's like Shannon Tweed. She's like the queen of those.
Like, God, what a pussy! I'm being raped by a pussy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, ladies. That's
Scotoma says, I know what you mean. It's like when you meet someone and you can tell from the vibe instead of what they are saying. Yeah, that's. I mean, they could be talking normal, but you look at their eyes, and there's like there's just something there, and you can't quite like put your finger on it, but you're like, man, something's just not quite right. You know, I've run into a lot of cops like that, Skonoma. You know, I've I've done a lot of cop watching, and there's a lot of cops that give me that vibe. Like they at any second they could just snap and pull their gun, and there you go. But you know, all right, let's move on, guys.
Inquiring minds want to know.
You can't own animals.
What's that, Breakman?
They're gonna ask for an order to prevent him from owning animals. They're gonna ask for it.
Yeah, just do it. How about that?
If you break bird, I don't know what more evidence you need. I'm just saying.
I would say that you are unfit to have any form of animal other than what you're eating that night. You know what I mean? Like. I would
make him a vegan against his will. Be like, you're not allowed to touch animals ever again. God knows what you'll try to do to a dead animal.
Oh my God! Can you imagine like a frozen turkey or some shit? All right, hey, let's move on. Let's move on. Breakman, what have you been playing?
More Rogue Stormers. Just it takes forever to level up, but it's still a fun game, and like that's so easy to play.
Skullman says, "Ask nicely." Scotomy says, "Ask nicely, Jesus." Oh man, go ahead, Breakman. I'm sorry.
And a lot of the Borderlands this game is just so much fun. Mm-hmm. And some of the new weapons I've come across are just there's like just I had a gun that shoots acid, and as it's shooting it's like in a line, and the line just gets longer and longer as far as it goes.
Jeez,
it's kind of like it's interesting. Just good. Kind of shit like that in a game.
So you could be like a screen away and like shoot at something on the other side of the screen and get it eventually, or is that
yes.
What you're saying? Wow,
yes.
That's cool.
One of the guns I have right now is doing shit like that. It just they all the crazy guns of the game of the Borderlands series, and they still find ways to find different guns and shit.
Yeah,
how they do it, and they still and it looks like they've upgraded the. They made the characters more upgradable than they were previously in other ones.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's not like a big upgrade change, but it's slight. It's enough.
Eric and I had a legendary run on Borderlands 1, and what I mean by legendary is Eric kicked everybody's ass and I was just along for the ride. But Borderlands 2's, I started playing that. It was pretty good. I didn't get into Borderlands 3, but... From what you're saying, you're having a lot of fun, Breakman.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. Yeah, I mean, the guy I'm playing with, a lot of times we just kind of wander off and we're doing our own things, and then we always suddenly end up like, he's on one side of the enemy and I'm on the other side. Like, oh, cool. I don't know how this worked out, but let's get him.
Yeah.
The fuck now.
Yeah. That's a great game to play co-op or with somebody else, you know. It's just a fun game. All right, anything else?
The thing that sucks is the story's just not getting any better. The villains suck. After Handsome Jack, just I knew the villain would be a downgrade, but just not even like They don't feel threatening in any. I mean, they show them like being strong and stuff like that, but they're more annoying than threatening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's supposed to be a more lighthearted series, right? It's not.
Yeah, it is. But in Handsome Jack was hilarious. Yeah. He's been making you mad. He's making you laugh too. But like, I get the idea these characters are supposed to be funny. Like, she is supposed to be funny, and it's just not coming out.
So not so much. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, I'm disappointed with the writing. I don't understand what happened between the last games. Yeah. Oh, probably Bobby Kotick.
You mean Devilhorn Kotick? Kotex. Anyways.
Wasn't he like the voice of Claptrack in the original?
I think so, man, but fuck, he sucks, man. I can't stand that guy. All right. This guy also makes the guy in Breakstown look a little better. I don't know what you're talking about, Freak Vibe. What do you mean? The guy in Breakstown? Like, what are you talking about? Was there somebody in Cincinnati that was worse?
Raped an animal that I don't remember? I don't know.
All right. Eric, what have you been playing?
Just a game I still can't talk about, but since I ran into a snag with game crashes and waiting for patches so I could keep going, I mean, I probably could have kept going, but I didn't want to run the possibility of that I eventually run into a crash, which would prevent me from continuing anyway, so I played some other things. I didn't put it on here, but I did play some more Octopath Traveler.
Gotcha.
That's all I really played. All
right. Was that one or two?
The first game.
Okay.
A little bit of Little Witch Nobetta, but probably going to play... I'm probably going to play that if I manage to get this other game done now that I can advance because the patch came out.
Yeah. Freak 5 says the guy stealing pull toys and fucking them. And I can't believe you remember that, Freak 5. That was a while back. All right. I have been playing more Breath of the Wild. I've made a little bit of progress. I got two of the Divine Beasts down, about 90 shrines. The shrines are hard as hell to find. I don't understand how you're supposed to just naturally find them. Because that radar thing that goes off, the sensor, it doesn't go off on all of them. And I'm like, how am I supposed to...
Yeah, the shrine quest ones, I think you need a little extra help.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I probably got about 30, 35 more to go on those. And I'm with Breakman. I'm going to find all of the shrines before I do anything, you know, and then get all those. I did fight a couple of Linnells. Linnells are fucking hard as hell to beat, is what I'm going to say. And there was only one time where I was like, man, I'm such a badass. I'm like, you know, and I killed a Linnell, and the next Linnell absolutely mopped the floor with my ass. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what am I doing? I'm parrying right. Sometimes I don't understand, like, how, you know, what's going on here. Like, and then I watch videos of people beating Linnells in less than a minute, and I'm like, fuck you guys, I'm going home. You know,
is there like any detailed videos that tell you the best way to handle them in Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, there's
because the Breath of the Wild's biggest problem with the Linnells is that there's not as many ways to deal with them as there is in Tears, so your choices are pretty limited when you fight them.
The only thing that you could do is you have to... it's as close to getting good in Breath of the Wild. You do have to time your parries perfectly, and you get flurry rushes, and you know, obviously
you could do parries and you could do perfect dodges to
perfect dodges and parrying. Yeah, that's
otherwise the only other option I can think of is finding some way to create an updraft so you can launch up in the air and hit them in the head.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Then get on their back and slash at them for a bit.
Yeah,
because like the strongest weapons in this game only go up to, like, I think 70, 75-ish strength.
Yeah.
And otherwise, like, a fully powered Master Sword, which is 60.
Yeah. I have some pretty strong weapons, and I mean, they break so quick on Lionels. Yeah.
Like, I found some weapons that are, like, over 100, and, like, I just hold on to those to the last ditch after, like, it, until it absolutely, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's they're really tough. I mean, it's the one thing in the game that's like kind of because I need to kill some of them because I need to upgrade armor and
stasis on them.
You know, I need to upgrade. And I thought I was being slick one time, right? I saw a Lynel, like, wait, and I was treating it like a Hinox, right? Like, I'm like, okay, I could just throw a bunch of bombs, kill it, get, you know, cheap, you know, cheese it, you know, with a bunch of bombs. Nope. This Lynel, like, saw me throw a bomb, right? Goes over there and he's like, huh, what? And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to bomb the shit out of it, right? So I throw another bomb. And the Lynel looks at me and, like, I swear I could hear it laughing from where I was. And he's like, ho, ho, ho. And he grabs his, like, three-pronged arrow attack. And he, like, shoots me.
Don't forget that the Lynels also have the ability to create a large explosion.
Yeah, that too. But check this out. So he shoots me perfectly. I don't even have time to react. He shoots me with an arrow, and I'm shocked, right? So I'm like, oh, fuck this. I'm running away, right? As I'm running away to the next mountain, the Lynel's like, okay, hold on a second here. He, like, shoots three arrows up in the air, and boom, hits me again as I'm trying to climb this mountain. I'm like, what the?
Oh, I hate that. Like,
also, another way to deal with them is to have an ice sword or something. And when they're frozen, they take double damage. So that's
My way is to usually freeze them with the whatever it is that stops time. Bash them.
You could use stasis on them too. You could shock them. You can do all kinds of shit. But damn, man, fuck.
I hate that arrow when they shoot in the air because I've tried to get up high to attack them.
Yep, and you can't do it.
Just those arrows right up in the sky, like, oh, now I'm getting hit by these. They're raining down on me. Fuck,
yeah, God, and they hit hard. I got like, I don't know, like 18 arrow or 18 hearts or something, and it wipes your fucking hearts out almost all at once, man. I'm like, Jesus, man, these things are no joke.
The first time I fought when I used all of my healing food, all of my spells for healing, all of it. Berries, all of them.
Yeah, I prepared. I got a bunch of bananas and I made a bunch of recipes that make my attack go up, and nope. You just have to really be good at parrying and dodging. That's
defense is probably the better thing to upgrade when you're fighting one of them.
Yeah, defense probably.
Power up some of your armor.
Yeah. I am getting good at parrying the guardians with the shield like a madman. Like, those are easy now. I just wait, boom, and they're dead. You know, even the walkie ones only take three parry efforts and you get them. So I'm doing good with those. Just the Lynels are giving me a fucking hard time. It just sucks.
Yeah, they are assholes.
Skodima says the guy who stuck a jar up his ass and it broke, then proceeded to pull out the broken pieces with blood pouring out is still the worst thing I have ever seen. It's pretty bad. Freak 5 is exiled. He says, now we know why.
Wait, why were they using glass jars?
Well, I don't know. Pleasure?
I mean, even with clay jars, but like.
Or plastic or something.
Because humanity is a bunch of morons.
Yes. Freak 5 says, now we know why Frank is scared of AI. Video games would be harder because they would learn. How dare you, Freak 5, son of a bitch. He's afraid that the Goombas would learn to jump on him when he plays Mario. How dare you, man? Okay, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
Breakman, do you have a review this week?
No, I don't. Eric, like I said, I've been playing a lot of Borderlands this week, so that's
all right. Eric, do you have a review?
Do you want me to review the first episode of Secret Invasion?
No, because I haven't seen it. hold off on that.
I might as well wait till the series is over then.
Okay, so that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't want to be spoiled. I haven't seen it. All right, my review is of Avatar WoW. Skodima says he thought it was pretty good. Let me explain my experience with Avatar Way of Water, right? So it's
I've got a question. Should I watch the director's cut of the original Avatar film?
Yes.
I heard so many people love the Avatar. I thought the original was okay.
Yeah, the original's okay.
What does the director's cut add to the movie?
I have no desire to watch Avatar ever again.
Skodima is exiled, you son of a bitch. Okay, so here's my review of Avatar Way of Water, right? An hour and a half. I wanted to see this movie at the theater, and I'm really glad that I didn't. Because I like the visuals of the first Avatar movie. They were some of the most incredible visuals of any movie ever, right? Breakman, you're exiled too, you son of a bitch. And you are too, Freak Five. How dare you?
You're basically insulting Toad, Freak. You're terrible. Yeah.
Okay, so an hour and a half into this movie, it's like a 3.5 hour movie, right? Hour and a half, Bernie and I are watching this movie, and we're just amazed at the visuals, right? Visually, it's a stunning movie. It is incredible in the visual department, just like the first movie, right? Then we got it about 2 hours in, and I started to pay attention to the story and the writing.
It took you 2 hours to do that?
Took me 2 hours.
You stopped being enamored with the visual effects, huh?
So
you're like, oh, there's a story.
Yes, but it, was there a story? Because I'm watching this movie, right? And I'm like, okay, this is a play on climate change, like the first one was, and that's cool. I mean, you know, I don't care. I mean, that's really cool. But
so
then
we did the first movie over again.
But they redid the. Not only that, the kids of this movie are simultaneously some of the stupidest and smartest kids in any movie I've ever seen, right? So these kids are smart enough to know to go to certain areas to, you know, prevent certain things happening, and you know, they're really heroic and all this, and then they get out of a certain situation, and then they put themselves right back into the same situation. So I'm like, I'm like, what?
So like Laurie from the Walking Dead. We need conflict. So we had to make a contrived reason for why they decided to not use their brains.
Exactly. And it's some of the worst fucking events, like sequence of events and movies I think I've ever seen, man. Like there is no reason. Like, these kids are told over and over, you know, like, hey, you guys stay back, you know. And then there's no supervision, and then they're right back to doing what they weren't supposed to do, which ends up working out because they weren't supposed to do it. They were in a position to help whatever situation it was. And then they get out of the situation.
So does the message actually say your parents don't know what they're fucking talking about? Do whatever you
That's
need
part
to.
Of it. That's part of it. Parents are incompetent, and children are idiots, but yet at the same time, super brilliant. So it's a weird dichotomy. It's like,
smart enough to get themselves out of trouble, but not smart enough to stay out of trouble.
This is how you have to watch Borderlands. You have to be like me in the first hour and a half. Just be enamored by everything that you say. Just be a kid, like a little kid. You know, pretend you have a little kid brain, and you're like, ooh, oh, wow. You know, just disregard the story. Disregard the stupidity of bringing back certain characters and other things, and you will be amazed. It's a 10 out of 10 movie for you. For everybody else, it's a fucking 4 out of 10, and that's being generous. I almost gave this movie a 2, but for visual sakes, it is one of the most gorgeous movies you will ever see. So that's my review of Avatar Way of Water. Let's see. How dare you, Freak Five? The movie had a great story. They acted like humans would, Skodoma says. Really? Did they act like humans would, Skodoma? I mean, I'm like, if my kids did half of that shit, I'd be like, motherfuckers, get your fucking asses inside, and you're grounded, and you're not going. And as a matter of fact, one
get
scene,
off my lawn.
One episode,
you're stuck in your room until it does.
As a matter of fact, in one scene, one of the kids does get grounded, right? And just totally disregards the grounding. You know, it's just like, oh, okay, you know, well, I'm grounded, yoo-hoo, you know. All right. But that's it. That's my review of Way of Water. I mean, it visually, an absolute stunner of a movie. Story. I don't know. And directing, I think James Cameron's losing his touch, man. I think he's got too much green screen on the brain. I don't know what's going on with James Cameron. But anyways, let's go on to everybody's favorite segment.
The best thing I can say about it, like, I'm not a big fan of the Avatar series so far. I'm not like the person. He's advancing technology, though.
He is a master of technology, Breakman.
He's going to advance it for others, is what I mean. Like,
yeah,
He's making breakthroughs, and that'll be good for the whole industry.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, James Cameron is a visionary, and I've liked James Cameron ever since. I mean, what T2? Piranha 3. you know, he did movies like T2 and Aliens, and you know, just. He's a great director. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And his visual flair is just fucking phenomenal. But, man, I just... the story about the whale things was great. That was actually pretty cool, Skotoma, but a little confusing in a way. I mean, it's a... I don't know, man. Like visually, like I said, it's just a great movie. But the kids are dumb and brilliant at the same time, and the parents are idiots, and... I mean... It's just convoluted. They leave to go to a different place because they're afraid that, you know, that harm is going to be bestowed on their kind, and then they go to another clan, and the same thing happens. And they're contemplating. I mean, it's just a repeat of the first movie. It's just, I don't know. It's just nonsensical. All right. Brickman, your stinkle of the week.
Okay, I got several. I'm going to start with the personal ones because there's a few. This air conditioner was out for over a week.
Oh, my God.
I said last week, but over the weekend it was out, so I'm adding it to this stinko week. my printer, I hadn't really needed to use it at any point. And I tried to use it yesterday, a few days ago, trying to set it up. And it's being the bitchest of bitches. It's an HP printer, by the way.
That's part of the problem, Breakman. But here's the thing about printers, man. They are designed to break within a week of you having them. Because they're cheap enough, and the ink is expensive enough to where you just want to buy another printer. So you'll go out...
The thing is, with the HPs, they have a program where they refill the ink cartridges for you.
Yeah, so that's good.
I feel like at $5 a month, and just they send new cartridges. So they've set it up where it's a pretty good deal for them, I think. But it works for me, too, you know?
Yeah.
It's easy that way when I know I need ink. But I haven't really used the printer since I got the new computer. And for whatever reason, I can't get to connect to the goddamn new computer.
Yeah.
Look at your printer. That's right, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyways, so next is my third personal stinko. I talk about I drink water mostly, mm-hmm. but my second favorite drink is probably smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
Smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go to Costco, I get a smoothie. They used to be $1.50, and then they changed it to $3. And I didn't complain. But I went today. I went a couple weeks ago, and I got my normal berry. It's like wild berry smoothie, something like that. I go today, and they've replaced it with the most god awful mango smoothie I've ever fucking tasted. Anybody shops at Costco knows they don't have choice. There's no variety. It's basically they have bulk items of one thing kind of stuff. So there's only one flavor of smoothie now. They've changed it from the good wild berry. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was good. To this horrible shit. I am so fucking.
So like, is it horrible in the sense that it like burns your tongue, even though it probably shouldn't?
I've had mango smoothies before, and I've never complained about a mango smoothie. I don't know what the fuck this thing is. Like, it's
why don't you write to the company?
It tasted more like a pumpkin to her.
Oh, like, God.
See, I went to Pulp one day and tried one of their smoothies.
I just poured a jar of mustard into a cup.
Oh, God. Gross.
And it tasted fine. I just kind of wish that the smoothie was less like an icy and more like, you know, an actual smoothie.
Breakman, you know, you probably should complain, you know, and I don't mean like complain like Karen complained, but like write a thoughtful like letter to or an email to like one of their executives at Costco. Yeah. Because Costco seems like the type of company that they will be willing to change things according to what their customer base wants. You know what I mean?
I think if enough people complain about these mango smoothies, they'll get rid of them
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think it's me. Mrs. Breakman tasted it too, and we were both like, ugh.
Yeah.
She spit it out. I swallowed.
He swallowed. Scotomus says Frank is the type of guy to go to McDonald's and ask for a pizza, then complain when they don't make it. How dare you, Scotomus? You're exiled.
He says it's a movie. You're supposed to be taken away with story, and no, it's not real. I have an issue comparing things with reality, but with movies like that, you know, it's never going to actually happen.
No, I understand, Scotomus, but
I had an argument with somebody about Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome movie. I love it. I've watched it several times.
Yes, it's great. It's a great movie.
I think the fight scene on the battle aircraft carriers is in movie history.
Yeah, it's great.
But I heard people complain about the whole Middle Earth thing. I'm like, so you were okay with the giant monkey fighting a giant fire-breathing lizard. But, like, the whole Middle Earth thing was too much.
It wasn't Middle Earth, it was Hollow Earth.
Yeah, whatever it is. But, like, the Hollow Earth is completely absurd, but who cares? It's a fucking movie about giant monsters.
Right.
The way I see it, the Earth isn't actually hollow. That's just a subspace that leads into another dimension.
But see, this lends to what Scotoma is saying, right? It's not real, right? And everybody knows that. But you're supposed to be... that's a great example to compare it to, Breakman. When you watch that movie, you immerse yourself, and you believe that it's either plausible or you know, you put aside your logic for a second, mm-hmm. right? With Avatar, it's really hard to do when some of the dialogue is absurd, and some of the scenes are absurd, and the actions are absurd. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that has nothing to do with the actors. The actors are fine in that movie. The director is fine, but like the writing, I think
My only problem with fiction is when it doesn't follow its own supposed laws for the film's universe.
Yeah. All right, what else you got, Breakman?
Okay, and the non-personal one goes again to the Ohio GOP, who's come up with some new fucking rules. The one they're trying to get passed now is they want to make it remote work illegal in Ohio.
Oh, dear Lord.
They want to force workers back working in the company buildings because they think they're more productive. What the fuck business is it theirs?
Yeah, that's private business. The businesses should take exception to it. They should be like, fuck that. Get out of our fucking business, government. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I agree.
Like, different corporations have different policies on work from home. Like, I'm personally working from home still, and I don't see why the government thinks they should tell me that I'm more productive in the office when I can prove that I've been more productive at home, for one thing.
Yeah.
But anyway. Just, it's a more intrusion from this party that's also the party that's, they got passed through the House. It's not through the state all the way, but they passed their block on transgender youth getting puberty blockers, stuff like that. At the same time they're doing that, they also introduced a bill to make doctors prescribe medicine that the patient asks for whether they agree or not, and pharmacists to describe to them whether they want or not. Mostly for like the, and was it Ivermectin? What was that
stuff? Ivermectin?
Yeah, like that, stuff like that, and the hydroxychloroquine, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the drugs have been proven to not work against COVID, but they're forcing doctors to prescribe medication that could be dangerous to the health of the patient.
Here's how I feel about all that, Breakman.
So we've got the Ohio Republicans have decided they're going to tell our businesses what to do and our hospitals what to do. And parents what to do.
Yeah. Scotoma makes a great point here. He says if companies were smart, they would make it so people could work at home so they don't have to pay for the building and equipment. 100, Scotoma. That's another reason why businesses should do that. People aren't more productive when they have to go to a company, right? You can do a lot of work from home, especially if it's a sedentary job or like a job that you're on the phones or that mm-hmm. you're trying to gain clients or there's a myriad of jobs. Now, Scotoma, I know...
I get the complaints that there are some people that, like, you know, they work from home and they're not actually working and stuff like that, but the company can tell. You've got, like, goals and stuff to reach.
Right. You know? That's
the company can tell if that person's underperforming and they can them or, you know, do whatever they want with them.
Right, because...
they're employees.
Most states are right-to-work states anyway, so you can just get rid of people that way, right? I mean, there's very few unions in the world, so, you know, it is what it is. Anything else, Breakman?
So, yeah, just they're, like, just the contradictory laws where they're saying, like, yeah, we're going to tell parents they can't give kids what the doctors are prescribing, what doctors and medical experts have said is fine, but we're going to make doctors give patients what the patients want, even when the doctors tell them that it could be risky to their own health.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't actually cure what they're trying to cure.
Yeah, well...
And it puts a supply issue, too. You know, people use these medicines for other things.
The Republican Party used to be the party of smaller government, right? Yeah. They wanted to, like nip and tuck the government. And now it seems like the opposite. You know, both parties are that way. They want to increase the government. It's like, how much oversight can we have? You got a camera on every fucking corner, so everybody knows what everybody's doing at any second of the day. Like, what's next? They want to put cameras in our houses. They want to, you know, run our, micromanage the way that we raise our kids, the way that we, you know, on and on and on. When does it ever stop?
That's what they're moving towards. Like, they are moving towards more and more restrictions and rules and telling people what we can and can't do in our own homes.
I mean, I agree.
More can't than can.
I agree with some regulation, right? Like OSHA, for instance, right? There's a reason.
Right. I'm not complaining about regulations. Like the whole sub incident that just happened.
Oh, dude.
If that was a more regulated industry, Jesus Christ, I cannot talk today. Industry, they would have stopped the company from trying to pass off PlayStation controllers as controller to a ship, you know?
Yeah. Well, wait for it, because we're going to be talking about that in a little bit, Breakman. Skodoma says, this Hunter Biden story has me heated. I'm kind of pissed off at that too, Skodoma, but it's ancillary to everything else that's going on, and it's a distraction. But I'm with
this
you.
This is why I don't he's going
to jail.
He's
stopped talking about laptops now. You got him.
Right.
You got him, Fox News. You got him, okay?
Right. He's toast. He sucks. Hunter Biden's not a great person at all. But it's like, let's move on to policy and other things that make that matter.
Matters. Now he's being punished.
Hunter Biden is Joe Biden's son, and that's where it ends.
Well, he's a piece of shit too, and so is Joe Biden, by the way. But that's another story. But all right, anything else, Breakman?
It's weird. We hate him for completely different reasons.
I know. All right. Eric, did you have a stinko?
No, it's like, this is why I usually don't have stinkos, because anything you or Brake have, especially Brake, because he talks about Ohio all the time, Trump, whatever I come up with.
Well, I mean, you could have the same ones.
I'm in agreement with them, so, like, yeah, we just end up having the same stinkos.
Right.
Well, if you want, I'll stop doing the Ohio ones and let you do them.
No,
that's fine.
No, man.
Okay.
Okay.
To think about.
Mine is a little less political.
Oh, there was actually one more with that, too.
Okay.
The whole issue one, that they're trying to take away our constitutional rights, we've talked about before. Well, we finally know who's been funding it for sure now. It's a guy from Chicago, a billionaire.
Oh, of course.
So the whole point of this election, let me go back a little bit. Earlier this year, they outlawed August elections because they said it was a money grab and such like that. Like, it cost too much money, we need to stop doing that. And then when they found out abortion was going to be an issue, people are getting it on the ballots and they're going to put it, they're going to try and vote on it, they rushed in the August election to try and change our Constitution to make it harder to change the rules. The reason they're saying they're making it harder to change, they're going to make it from a 60 to a 50-50, you know, instead of a majority, it's going to be a supermajority. The reason they've said they're doing this, and the one reason only, is to prevent special interests from outside the state interfering in our elections. This is being funded by a billionaire outside of our state.
The irony is, like, not...
It's oh my god, it blows my fucking mind. Like,
yeah.
They're saying it's one thing, and the law is... They're using that exactly.
That's actually most policy. It says one thing and it means the opposite, Breakman, if you notice. Like, Democratic, Republican, it doesn't matter. The opposite is usually what happens, you know? I mean, it's amazing that people have so much support for anything they do.
The whole gerrymandering in Ohio, the Democrats started it. And that's why we passed all the laws to stop it. And the Republicans passed all the laws, and then they started violating their own laws.
Yeah, I know, man. It's crazy. It's like I don't know. I think we should just start over, man. I don't like the two-party system.
Rid of the Republicans and the Democrats. They are destroying our country.
Yes, I agree. Both of them. Both parties are equally to blame.
Too much action or inaction.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Freak 5 Stinko is his shift in his department schedule 41 hours a week. Supervisor said he can't change our schedule, so I asked the head of our facility. He said he would talk to my supervisor. He didn't, and he is in Ireland for 2 weeks. Wow. The shocker there, Freak 5. A lowly, low employee doesn't get anybody to hear what he or she says. I mean, there you go. I mean, that's one of the biggest problems in this country is the corporations have too much control over everybody. And the billionaires and the millionaires, which we will talk about in just a minute. My Cinco is a more everyday type thing and doesn't have anything to do with politics, but it's people who don't look both ways when crossing an intersection in a car. I swear, I've been in exactly almost 4 accidents within 5 days. And and none of them would have been my fault, but one of them in particular probably would have killed Bernie and I. And it involves people not paying attention or people trying to run. Like if you're turning left with a green arrow and you see it changing yellow and you still go through it, we almost got killed. We were literally inches away from getting smashed by a semi truck because the semi truck used to thought that he was catching a yellow. In essence, he caught a red because I clearly had a green light. I didn't see the semi truck like barreling through, and at the last second Bernie yelled out and I instinctively like put my foot, slammed my brakes, and we barely missed this semi truck by mere inches, literally, and it scared the shit out of both of us, but we were safe. Two other ones, one was in a parking lot. I was going straight and I had a thoroughway, and somebody from an ancillary, like, kind of lane didn't even look and just went straight through, and I had to slam my brakes for that one. Another one happened on the street, almost exactly the same. Nobody paying attention. I swear the universe is telling me something, because then the following day, like I was covering my plants because we've had hailstorms, which is another stinko, and I had to cover my plants because, you know, my precious plants that are growing outside, and a lightning bolt literally went across like right above me. It probably landed a mile or two away, but I literally saw a huge lightning bolt, a la Zelda Breath of the Wild, go above my head, and I was like, the universe is trying to tell me something. So I covered most of my plants, but as soon as that lightning bolt hit, I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
I hate it when I'm like at a McDonald's or something and I need to get back on the interstate.
Yeah.
Or one of the state routes, and people are behind me and they're getting impatient and they're honking at me because, like, there's 50 bajillion cars that you can't see and I can. Don't honk at me because I'm being cautious.
Skodema, can you email me a link to your dash cam? Because when I get a new car, I want that type of dash cam with 4 different angles that I want to put in the new car. Because people are fucking crazy. Please send me a link to
your dash cam, but like having it on the sides and the front sounds awesome.
Yep. So... that's not going to prevent somebody from killing you in an accident, but if it's an accident where you survive, at least you got proof that it wasn't your fault, you know? Freak 5 says, last year we started working 9 hours on Monday. First shift was told to pick a day. You get to leave an hour early that day. Oh, I guess that's fair, I guess. I don't know. So that's my stinker. Let's move on to happier pastures here.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Brakeman, what is your sweeto of the week?
I've got a couple. One is my air conditioner was fixed, thank God.
Oh, God, it's awful with no air conditioning.
Yeah, it was definitely miserable. The other is I have been bashing the Ohio Republicans left and right, obviously. But I want to give props to one Ohio Republican who is standing up and saying, no, this isn't what the party is supposed to be about. We're not supposed to be about interfering people's individual lives. He's voted down. Representative Jamie Callender has voted down every attempt at preventing puberty blockers, preventing trans youth from playing sports and such like that. He is the one and only Republican who is voting against all of it. And he had, and his statement was basically like, I was trying to find it again, but his statement was basically like, we are supposed to be small government as the Republican Party. We are not supposed to be interfering in individuals' lives. We are supposed to be letting Americans make their own choices. And this law seems like they are targeting people because they are different from us. And that is not the American way.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's great.
That's not the, not supposed to be American way, but it seems like it is.
Right.
But yeah, like I'm trying to find his direct quote, and I was like that's the party that I was part of.
Yeah.
Like that's the party I thought I was part of, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, Breakman, I've said for a long time on these airwaves since this show started, like, you know, I tend to side with a lot of Democratic like policy. If there ever is, which there hardly ever is, you know, it's policy. What's policy to both parties, you know? But the Republican motto is what really where it's at, right? Less government, you know, fiscal responsibility, you know. I mean, just, you know, the overall general idea of being a Republican. But it's all turned to identity politics and distraction and bullshit, you know. It's like, can we get to policy? What have the Republicans done in this session of Congress to get something done in the House? They're sitting there bitching about each other. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert going at it, calling each other bitches. And, you know, I mean, what the? They're not even. Their thing
oh,
is.
Oh God, the halls of Congress.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Say it's deteriorated, but it's always been like that.
Yeah, it's always been like that. Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. They never work on policy. It's always to enrich themselves. The Republicans
the House has been concentrated on Hunter Biden, and now they're
impeaching.
On impeaching Joe Biden.
Yeah, impeach for what? Who gives
for
a fuck?
He's people.
Right, there's no policy. What policy? What actual policy is coming out from either party? Nothing. That's, I mean, Scotum is exiled, by the way, you son of a bitch. He says, yeah, Frank has been too old to drive for a century, yet he refuses to die. How dare you, man? Second shift was told you can't expect to leave early every Friday, and our schedule was made to be 41 hours, Freak Five says. Yeah, that's corporate America for
but
you.
I didn't know cars are 200 years old. I thought cars were like 100 something year old.
How dare you, Eric? How dare you?
Well, I'm actually trying to defend you. I'm trying to make you younger than you seem.
Really, Eric? That's how you do it? Really? All right. Let's move on. What else do we got here? Happier, you know, thoughts. What else you got, Break, for Sweetos?
No, that's it.
Eric, you have any Sweetos?
Not really.
I do. It's Frank Branch's week, bitches. Actually, Monday. But it's
Frank Day.
Yeah. Happy early Frank Day.
Yeah, there you go. Also, I know how you are, Breakman, and you're probably going to disagree with me, but the second that I heard that submarine for the Titanic, you know, that there were multiple billionaires on that submarine and millionaires, I was like, good riddance. Good riddance. That's 4 or 5 or however many 8 billionaires that are that less on the earth to make everybody else's lives fucking miserable. So fuck you.
Yeah, because they were billionaires. They got the money that they needed to kill themselves because of failure of American economics.
Breakman, you're exiled, you son of a bitch.
There's so much incompetence and greed in that. Just they tried to cut costs.
Yep.
And I just, I don't know, like the human.
Fuck them! I have
sometimes.
No sympathy. Yeah, there's not a
nothing that we have is good enough for them. They want to do more. Mm-hmm. Like they got to build a rocket to Mars. They got to go get a submarine built so they can go down to see the Titanic.
This is why billionaires shouldn't exist, Breakman. Another reason is just for what you said. They have to do more than everybody else, right? So.
They're bored with our lives, like everything that we think is extravagant. They're like, well, we've done that.
Right. So what happens when Bezos becomes a trillionaire? He's going to be the first trillionaire in the world. So is he going to
do something just as stupid and get himself killed? Maybe.
Well, maybe, but what I'm saying is, like they do think they're entitled, and that nothing that they can do is incorrect, or they don't need anybody, they don't need any checks. That they're, I mean, it's just it's wildly irresponsible of billionaires, and most of the billionaires
Richard Branson guy, like always trying to do some crazy stunt or something, you know.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
instead of doing a crazy stunt, how about here's something crazy. How about help the homeless or something?
How about with one stroke of the pen, you end homelessness, Jeff Bezos? I mean, every day is another day that passes that Jeff Bezos alone could end homelessness.
Yeah, you know? And if he's so egocentric, I mean, that would be one thing that
I think it's a tragedy. I don't agree with Frank Sinema.
I know. I knew you were going to be
I think dying is terrible.
I don't care, Brakeman. Like, look.
You don't care. I'm just telling Scott how I feel.
Yeah, I know, but look.
People died and it's sad.
Scotoma says you guys are haters. You see someone who has succeeded in spending their money in ways they want and hate. Look.
People can spend their money the way they want to. Is not what I'm saying. I'm saying these people who have amassed fortunes have already done everything they wanted to do, and instead of helping out, now they're just moving on to trying to find bigger, better things.
Here's a problem that I have with billionaires. Most of them did not earn that money.
Yeah.
So,
go to me wrong, because most of the billionaires, it's like 75% of billionaires inherited the wealth.
Right.
They did absolutely nothing to earn their money.
So the 25 that were self-made, you know, there's a few of them out there. Michael Jordan was kind of self-made. Oprah Winfrey was self-made. You know, there are a few out there. I mean, there is a limit to my tolerance and patience with people with money, Scotoma. I have no problem people making money, right? Mm-hmm. If I were to win the lotto tonight, of course, a lot of people would be upset, but fuck it. I put up the money. I made the risk, right? Even if it was a dollar or two to try to win money. But the problem is, when is enough enough, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody could be okay with 10 million, right? We would be set. I mean, unless we were just fiscally irresponsible. And at that point, I mean, fuck you. If you can't live off of $10 million, then what's wrong with you? You know, there's enough money around between all the billionaires that we could all have $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million, $20 million easily, every American. So why are we so protecting of these billionaires? What is it about these billionaires that's extra special? There's nothing.
Why can't these billionaires give people fish and teach them how to fish at the same time?
I'm not asking for a handout. I'm not saying everybody should just be given $10 million and call it a day. That's not what I'm saying. But you want to give people fish instead of teaching them how to fish.
I'm just spinning out Scotto's argument. It's like, why can't they do both?
Yeah, you can do both. You can give and you can teach, you know? I understand that the truck isn't...
I'm trying to look up the exact percentage, but all I keep finding is millionaires. Like, we're not talking about millionaires. We're talking about the extremely rich here. Because they're like, it's only like 20% of millionaires. Like, no, I do not care about millionaires. Like, those people, millionaires aren't...
I'm more saddened by the fact that, you know, like, they have all this money. They could afford to get the best equipment. They could afford to get the experts with them.
Yeah.
And I think they were even told this is a bad idea, and they did it anyway. It's like all of it could have been avoided, and that's what makes me sad.
Let me just put it this way. I have much more sympathy for a person that, like Scotum is a hardworking man. You know, that's one thing that I've gleaned from the conversations in this chat and others, you know. I have more sympathy for his plight. He's raising two boys. Same thing with Freak Five. He's raising kids. He's adopted kids. I have way more respect for those guys than I ever have for somebody like Elon Musk or anybody like that. You know, I mean, what is he doing? You know, and I don't want to buy this bullshit like Bill Gates. Oh, Bill Gates is the biggest philanthropist in the whole world and blah, blah, blah. I don't care, right? He's still a billionaire. Right? There should be a cap on money, and it would help everybody. Right? It would help everybody. $999 million, is enough for any normal human being. Period. After that point, 100% text. No, full stop. Oh.
Well, this is interesting. Apparently, like, China's got the most billionaires, and because of them, the rate across the world is most billionaires are self-made. 81% of them are women from China.
Wow. Crazy. I don't know what to say to that, Blake. I don't care if you're Chinese.
I'm trying to find American stats, and I keep getting, like, millionaires and the whole world and stuff, but I didn't, like, 81% of the billionaires in this world are...
That doesn't sound right to me at all, Blake. I'd have to look at that. But even still, 999 million is enough.
I misread that. Of the 247 billionaire women, okay. 81% of them are from China.
Okay.
My
bad. All right. That makes more sense.
Like, globally, there are more self-made billionaires than inherited, but, like, in America, it's flipped.
It's the opposite.
I can't find the stats.
I'd have to find the stats and look at the stat. But even so, man, don't you think that's enough? I mean, that's enough for you and your grandkids, your great-grandkids, and your great-great-grandkids, and your great-great-great-grandkids. You know, I mean, that's enough. Your legacy is secure at $999 million. I don't think it's too far-fetched to say, you know, you're not going to be hurting with $999 million.
Here's another wrinkle that bothers me about the whole thing. It's like, apparently the Navy knew that their sub had been imploded 4 days before it was reported on.
Well,
so why didn't they report it immediately?
Well, they didn't know what it was, Eric. That's the thing. They did not.
Are you sure about that?
I agree with Eric. When they lost contact to that sub, they instead of contacting for help, they just decided to wait until the shift was over.
Yeah, that's different. Different than hearing something on your sonar ears and something else.
As soon as their team stopped reporting back, that's the emergency red flag, you know, and they just didn't take it that way.
Well, I'm sure there'll be congressional hearings on it because a bunch of billionaires died, so, you know.
I don't know. Yeah. There will be rules. There will be new laws.
And you and I both know if we were on that submarine, nobody would give a fuck. So
you mean like the, what was it, 1,000 immigrants on a ship?
Right. Nobody gives a fuck about that.
How come this sub story has been a way bigger story than that?
Well, I mean,
that was thousands of people.
Geez, I wonder, could it be the billions of dollars that's involved, Breakman? I mean, I don't know. Just a wild guess, you know. All right, let's move on to the free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all.
Suck it! All right, what do we got, Breakman? We're doing the
Elite Eight time. Oh, sorry, you're on coming out.
whoa, what was that?
Elite Eight. We have, yes. Let me see, these are the most annoying video game characters of all time. We have that baby shitbag from Super Mario World 2 versus the guy that I apparently need to watch some videos on.
Jesus, man, Patches is...
Yeah, Patches apparently is a dickwad. I got nothing else. I don't know Patches. I'm going to go ahead and start since I don't really know Patches, and I hate fucking Baby Mario. That shit. I fucking hate him. He's the reason I don't have kids. I'm voting for him. Frank, you're next.
I'm actually going for Patches on this one, Breakman. It might be surprising because I agree with you. I mean, Baby Mario is one of the worst, most annoying characters in the history of video games, but Patches takes the cake, and I'll tell you why. He's conniving. Like, Baby Mario's just a baby, right? He cries a lot, you know, and it sucks, and he's annoying. But when you know what you're doing, and you're old enough to know what you're doing, there's no pass on that for me. It's definitely Patches.
Patches.
Oh, Patches, wow.
Comes on.
That's an upset.
I guess it is. I'm really going to have to watch some video on Patches.
Oh, Jesus, dude. I think you'll agree, dude. I mean, he's awful.
Next, and we're on Elite Eight, so this is the next two of only four. We have the Flea Man, who I renamed Dick Man from the Castlevania, the originals. He's gotten a lot easier to deal with over the years, but in the originals, he is the biggest fucking dick. He's worse than Medusa Head. He's worse
dick,
than pretty much everything.
Dick Man.
Dick Man. That's why I call him Dick Man. And he's going up against another infamous enemy. Neither one of these is a boss character. These are just two annoying regular fucking characters. The birds from the original Ninja Gaiden, the turds. The bird turds.
Yeah, the, bird. The turd is the word. The bird turd bird. The bird
the turd is the word. I like that. The turd is the word. That should be the title of the show. Turd is the word. Frank, you start this one.
I'm going to go with Dick Man, because I agree with you, Break Man. Like,
I've had more trouble with the Flea Man than I have with the birds in Ninja Gaiden. The Ninja Gaiden birds are annoying, but there's ways around them.
So, Frank, you're going with...
I'm going with... Dick Man? Yeah, I'm going with Dick Man.
Eric?
Dick Man.
Dick Man.
I saw it, Scotoma. I'm gonna try to... I can't... Can I just copy that? Yes, I can. All right. I saw it, Scotoma. Thank you. Thanks for that, dude, because that I'm going to need that for a new car when I get it. How much was it? All right. Dickman moves on.
Dickman moves on. Next we have this annoying bastard. He's been annoying us since the mid-80s. The dog, who's supposed to be your loyal buddy, is an asshole. Versus Sucky the Toad, who is supposed to be your wingman, but he's an incompetent moron who cries for help all the time. Eric, you're next.
I think I hate the dog more than Slippy, honestly, so I'm voting for the dog.
I you know, as much as I hate Slippy, he is fucking annoying and you can't really understand him. The fucking dog's supposed to be your goddamn friend and he laughs at you. The motherfucker! The nerve of the dog! I gotta go dog, Frank.
Yeah, I'm in agreement, man. I mean, as sucky...
Man's hateful, vindictive friend.
Right. As sucky as Slippy is...
dog, man's least favorite friend. Man's worst enemy. Okay.
Yeah.
Last and least, we have Roman Fart Blaster from GTA 4, who has only one friend, and that is you, unfortunately. Versus Navi, who...
Over here!
She won't shut the fuck up either. but unfortunately, unlike Roman, you can't just hang up the phone and get rid of her.
Right.
Yeah. But she doesn't interrupt you when you're on the date or you're trying to rob a convenience store or something. Yeah. She doesn't bother you when you're doing that. Just Fart Buster does. I'm going to go start this one out and... Navi is super, super annoying, but goddamn, Roman Fart Blaster made GTA 4 not fun, because he wouldn't leave you alone. Like, your phone is ringing all of a sudden. You're trying to do something, and your phone's ringing. It's him every fucking time.
Yeah, you're playing fucking bowling or whatever at the beginning of the game, and he calls you up. He's like, hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
The DLC for Grand Theft Auto 4 should have been instead finding Roman a date so he leaves you alone.
I'm going to go Fart Blaster. Frank, what do you want?
I'm going to go with Navi. I think Navi's more annoying just for what you said. I mean, you can't hang up on Navi.
You can't get rid of her. At least the Fart Blaster you can get rid of. You don't have to answer his phones. But it won't quit ringing because there's no goddamn mute button. Eric, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going for Fart Blaster.
Fart Blaster moves on. That's a huge upset, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. You kind of got me back there, Breakman, because I know you were rooting for the baby Mario, but, you know.
It's fine. We have only four left, and we have only 1 week left in June.
Let's finish this up, man. Let's do this.
Okay.
Start at the top.
Patches versus Dickman. I started the last one. Frank, you start this one.
I mean, I'm going to go with Patches. Flea Man is definitely annoying, one of the most annoying things in video games, period. But Patches, to me, dude, he's an all-time annoying character. There's just no doubt.
Patches.
Patches is going to move on despite my disagreement, because I don't see anybody worse than that goddamn dick. Maybe a close second is the fucking Roman Fart Blaster, but... Or maybe it's the dog who are going up against each other. And Eric, you started out.
So I'm the dog or the what again?
Or Roman. The dog or Roman?
Dog.
I am going to go with Roman because I hate his guts. I hate the dog too, but, you know, both of these people are supposed to be your best friends. One won't leave you alone and the other mocks you.
Mm hmm. What's worse, won't leave you alone or mocking? That's the question that I have to answer here. Jesus. I think I'm going to go with Breakman on this one. I think Roman, because the dog at least is kind of cute. If you just mute, right? If you mute the dog, he is kind of cute, right? He's like a beagle or some shit. You know, he looks like a beagle. Roman's just an asshole. And he ends up being an ultimate asshole in that game. So I'm actually going to go with Breakman on this one and pick Roman. Which wow, I know is Roman a huge huge upset.
That is going to lead us to... What's that?
I don't mind.
That is going to lead us to an ultimate showdown, which Frankie is going to get to start. Patches versus Roman.
God, these are two of the most annoying video game characters, and very apt that they are the final two.
I'm gonna vote first. I'm gonna vote for Patches because here's what I want to happen. I want Patches to trick Roman to going for some loot or something, and then he ends up getting him killed. So I think Patches wins because he get rid of a really annoying piece of shit like Roman.
But if he got rid of somebody annoying, wouldn't that make him less annoying?
Yes, but I also think it just prove how bad Patches is.
Still. But not only that, Patches is it also proves like his connivingness, right? Which makes him even more annoying. You know, it's like I like your reasoning here, Eric, but I'm still on the fence. Breakman, what do you got?
I've got to go with Roman, but just because I have no I've never interacted with Patches ever, and Roman, he really made GTA 4 not fun to play. It's like, okay, I'm just going to go play online because this guy won't leave me fuck alone.
That's also
at least I can mute the annoying children playing online. Yeah.
That's also a useful tool for me to argue this with myself, Breakman. You know, he is a constant annoyance, and Patches is a fleeting annoyance. But here's the issue, right? Mm. Patches knows full well what he's doing, and each and every... So, I'm taking Patches as a whole. So, you see Patches quite a bit. If you take him, like, throughout these video games, like, all the way from... I don't think he showed up in Demon's Souls, but Dark Souls, all the way up to...
Oh, actually, he is in Demon's
Souls. Oh, is he? I couldn't remember. Oh, that's right. He is in Demon's Souls. So, all the way from Demon's Souls to Elden Ring... Patches is a constant reminder of
Patches how... is also in Armored Core, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. He has a different call... He has a call sign, but it's him.
Holy shit, that's crazy. Is he just as annoying in that game, too?
I think he's just a normal pilot.
Okay.
But like, his like, character names, or his character profile is actually just Patches' profile.
Wow.
Image.
Wow. Patches is, if I take Patches as a whole,
I wouldn't be surprised if they put him in Armcore 6 though, and he tries to get you killed at some point.
And Patches as a whole throughout all those games is as annoying as Roman for sure. And not only that, he's smarter than the average cat. I don't remember Roman being super smart. As a matter of fact, I think the opposite of Roman. I think he's super...
So it seems like the big difference between the two is Patches knows what he is, Roman doesn't.
Frank's alter ego, mustachioed, is just as annoying. And I think that's what you're trying to say, Frank being himself. How dare you, Skodoma? How dare you? God, this is really tough for me, actually, Breakman. I think it's tougher than what it seems. I know you haven't had a chance to experience Patches, Breakman. Mm. I gotta say, it's fucking...
Well, if you've got... He says he has Dark Souls. He should just turn it on as soon as this is over and get to, like, the point where he runs into Patches.
Yeah, that alone will give you a good indicator. Just watch videos on Patches and how terrible he is, Breakman, because...
Yeah. Well, I've got... What, is it Dead Souls or Demon Souls? I bought one of them, so I'll get to eventually...
You probably got Dark Souls, because you probably... Yeah. Dark Souls. Because it's okay. On the Xbox, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the souls. So I'll eventually get to meet him.
Let's see. In Dark Souls, you won't meet him until you go to the Grave of Giants.
Yeah, and he's a little further in that game.
Yeah. But, like, the earliest you can meet Patches in any Souls game is Dark Souls 3.
Yeah. I just remember playing... It was Demon's Souls, where I'm, like, looking over this... like Pit, right?
Oh, wait, that's not true. Dark Souls 2 has him, but he's Pate in that game. But he's basically Patches.
Yeah. But I'm like looking at this pit, and he's wanting me to go down there for some shit, you know. And he's like this slick talker, just really annoying, you know. Just, oh god, he's awful. And then like you go to look over the edge, and he pushes you in. That's fucking Patches for you, bro. I gotta say it's Patches.
So,
man,
he's like a used car salesman of the.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. And not only that, he'll not only fuck you from the front.
He'll only, quote unquote, become your friend once you call him out on his bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you threaten to kill him.
Yeah, you have to threaten him in order to get him to act right. And even then, he doesn't act right. It's got to be fucking Patches.
Yeah, he'll sell you stuff that's usually ripoff.
Yeah, it's Patches. Patches is the most annoying character I think I've ever run into.
In and a video in game. Elden Ring, like, there's a whole side quest where you can go do assassinations. He'll pass off his assassination hit jobs to you because he's too lazy to do them himself.
Yep.
Because Patches isn't a very strong character. So, of course, he's going to make you do it. Who's more capable?
Yeah, he sucks. Patches is the worst, man. He's the worst.
He wins.
Yep.
He is.
I mean, that was a dark horse all the way, right? Right, Breakman? Like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, if we went by online, like, the haters online, they really, like, I'm trying to think, like, who their most hated was. I think Patches was high up a lot.
Yeah.
At times, but...
For good reason, but man.
Most of theirs were like, what? Don't worry. Like, Miles Tails was up there.
I don't know how Tails is up there, man. That's ridiculous. That's really ridiculous.
Navi. Navi was on almost every list.
Navi is really bad, man. That's
Navi and Tangle were
really bad. Both of those would have been, I mean, high on my list. But since Patches was there at the end, like, I'm thinking it was Patches, man. Roman's not far behind, though. But
anyways, I want to do this stuff because I'm looking at Eric because it's food quest time.
Oh shit, Eric's got to go, man. So we all gotta hurry up.
Show over.
Show's over. Later, everybody. No, just kidding. All right, let's do our plugs. Breakman, what you got next week? So bad. That's so bad.
Last note, whatever. Sad now.
I mean, last note was okay. Man. I like hurting Breakman's feelings. I'm an evil person. All right, what do you got, Breakman?
I hurt Harmy's feelings.
Maybe Harmy won't be here in the coming weeks because his feelings were so hurt he doesn't want to come back. I don't know. Just saying.
What do you think, Harmy?
So what's your plugs, Breakman?
You follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter.
Alright, Eric the Great, what are your plugs, sir?
You can find my written reviews on BostonBashBrigade.com, and there's the audio reviews on the feed for the podcast. And I don't have my review of Tears of the Kingdom up yet because I haven't found any time this week to do it because either A, I get really tired and I fall asleep like at 8 o'clock and wake up at like 1, so I just sleep more. And I'm probably going to be playing that game all day tomorrow and Sunday, so maybe on... I'm not going to promise next week because I'll probably do it over the long weekend that we're going to get because we actually have Monday and Tuesday off for before the 4th of July and during Independence Day. So I'll have lots of time to do it then. But I'm going to have a written review of that as well as an audio review. And that's going to be for Tears of the Kingdom. But if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon, my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. And send me a little as a dollar per month, or just a one-time donation, however much you want, that would help out.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I'm rarely there, but I will respond if you talk to me there. You can find me on any of the systems, either Frank Branches or RP Grinders. We'll get you there. What else? I have another channel called Mexican Longhair where you can see me. I mean, right now I'm kind of grounded. I don't have a car at the moment, so I'm waiting for my Prius to come in. But as soon as that comes in, I'll be back out there. doing cop watching, holding government officials accountable, you know, going to meetings, just a lot of stuff I do behind the scenes, putting in records requests. I mean, you can see a lot of good things on that channel is what I'm saying. So also check out DJ K Dot the Party. He's got a great channel. He's got about 30,000 subs and climbing. So, make sure you support him. Scotomus says, how much time do you take to practice with that harmonica? Scotomus says, I'm guessing probably about 2 seconds every week, Breakman. How am I right?
That adds up. How long have I played it on the show? That'd be my practice.
There you go. That answers it. Freak 5 says, I did a survey last week on how I feel about working for my employer. I answered that the last an essay question about how untrustworthy the management is. There you go. That's how you do it. I have an electric guitar. I barely practice, Scotoma says, but I know the more time I put into it, the better I will get. Of course, that's almost anything in life, Scotoma. But you have to have talent, and I don't have talent, and I'm still on the fence whether or not Breakman has the talent to ever grace us with a great song on harmonica. I'm not a huge harmonica fan, but there you go. Eric is exiled. What else we got here?
I just wanted to mention the fact that there was a character named Bumbo Baggins.
Bumbo Baggins.
He was in the backstory of Bilbo that how we never actually get to hear within the book.
And like I said, Eric, how dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. It is tough with placement. I used to play a little bit of guitar, Scotoma, and finger placement sucks. And also, I can't take the fucking calluses and all that shit on my fingers, man. My hands are too pretty, man. I gotta do other things. Alright. That's it for us. You guys have anything else? Yeah, acoustic is harder. That's what I used to practice on, Scotoma. You guys have anything else, gentlemen? How dare you?
Get my practice in.
There you go.
Stay safe. All right. And look both ways when crossing the street.
Yes, in a car. Like when you're in a car, look both ways because there could be another car coming, especially if they have the right of way.
If the light's red, stop.
Yes, and if the light is red or turn yellow and you're way far back and you're in a semi, please stop. You know, you're going to kill somebody.
Yeah, yellow means slow down.
He needs his hands for masturbating. That's only
in the middle of the lane.
That's only partially true, Scotoma.
Because you're probably going to cause an accident at that point if you don't.
Yeah, Scotoma, that's only partially true for me. How dare you? All right, I think that's it. Make sure you check out my channel on Tuesday nights if you're into like karaoke. Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch. How dare you? How dare you? For some people, that's a feature, Freak 5. How dare you? All right, that's all we got for this week. You guys stay safe out there. Thanks to everybody in chat, Freak 5, Scotoma. You guys always are solid superheroes. You guys are RP Grinder superheroes. O1 Ella, thank you so much. A-OK, Alessidra, another TV viewer, Commander Root, and Kata. Thank you all so much for lurking. We really appreciate it. If you want to join the show, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern, twitch.tv/RPGrinders. And Scotoma's exiled as well.
You know, I think there are Goombas that jump.
And you're all son of a bitches this week, so there you go. Have at it, hosses. You guys are sons of bitches. All right, that's all we got. Take care, stay safe. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, everybody. Scotoma's exiled again. Son of a bitch. You're all exiled, bastards. Assholes. Sons of bitches. All fucking exiled. Frank Branch is weak, and that's how you treat me. How dare you all?